And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick angel. That
no, chick no. You can't do that because you missed the ball by the show. No, you do it right even though you missed the show. You do it right. You put your big girl drawers on and you do it right. And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. No.
Okay.
No. I told you about the show and you didn't. You forgot.
I didn't put it. If you should have said it, I need a calendar link.
No.
I need a link. It's so many things. Okay.
Angel is upset because she missed the Ball Brothers show last night. She thought it was in November. I said it's airing in November and she's pouting because she was at home folding laundry and nothing worse than you could have abandoned the laundry for comedy. It's one thing if you were at the Staples Center watching, you know, Beyonce. Okay, but laundry.
I was folding laundry.
On
I
a
made
Monday.
Hello Fresh at 5 o'clock, so I wasn't even cooking. I was doing laundry. All right, I'm going
to
be professional.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Welcome to Here's the Thing. My name is Kev on stage. Real quick, want to shout out Nessa Bowers. She sent me this hoodie. It says, the spookiest thing about Halloween is, what does it say, Angel?
Not voting 5 days later.
Big shout out to Mess in the Bottle, friend of mine. She runs Mess in the Bottle. She has all kind of creative. What?
You acted like you were going to provide extra information. Shout out to my friend at Mess in the Bottle. She runs Mess in the Bottle.
Mess in the Bottle.
She's a friend of mine.
She shouts all kind of creative messages on hoodies, black-owned business, black-owned woman. Black-owned business by a black woman. Go to messinthebottle.com. Shout outs to her. And also, Belief. And
yes.
Fatherhood. They got their new Hope merch to come out. Hope Collection dropping. They sent this to us as well. So shout out to them. I'm going to wear this one because it's a little bit hot. God bless you. All right. Church announcements. The Bald Brothers live stream Thanksgiving special will be the final Bald Brothers stream. For the foreseeable future, me and Tony plan on taking this on the road next year, but both of us are touring separately at the top of this year, so we will not be together to do the Bald Brothers in LA and stream for you. If you want to see the final one, go to kevonstage.com, click on tour, scroll down, click the link, or go to the link in my bio. Remind myself to put that in there. You can click on the Bald Brothers Thanksgiving special in my bio. Sorry, I got to email myself so I don't forget
click.
This is the final one. You can stream it with us Wednesday at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, or you can watch it Thursday with your family.
Which day?
Or Friday.
Which
this is the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So this is Wednesday, November 27th, or you can watch it Thursday with your family after the stream live, or Friday or Saturday. You can watch it any other time. Actually, you can watch it forever after that because this one doesn't disappear. Once you get it, you have it. It is the final one. This is not a marketing ploy. This was the final LA show. It was sold out. This is the final live stream. If you miss it, the next time you will get a chance to see it is when we are in your city or near your city. You come and see us live because we are not streaming them anymore. We are focusing on the live show. Angel, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
This is what I keep forgetting to talk about. I'll be in Bloomington, Illinois. Oh,
Bloomington?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Cause
Big Bloom?
Because I love my family. That's why I'll be there on Friday, November the 15th for another church conference. Listen, they said, come on, child of God. They thought I was going to do stand-up, and I said, absolutely not.
What,
have y'all lost y'all's mind? They
were
like, you can't do 45 minutes? I said, you want me to do a Netflix special? No.
So you retired for real?
I wasn't doing it. Listen, this is my aunt's conference, and I love her to death. But no, I'm not doing stand-up. But we are going to be having a good time. It's going to be a game night hosted by me, November the 15th at 6 p.m. You can get your tickets at ESministriesonline.org. It is the 15th annual conference of Extended Scepter Ministries, and I will.
What is the name of it?
Extended Scepter. What does
Extended
it mean?
Scepter? Like the like Loki's thing?
Yeah. This is church folk. You hear me?
That's
church folk.
That's also the first church name I've heard. I've never heard that.
Extended Scepter?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of. That's a totally different, because there's like, oh, we got Truth Church, 2019 Church, whatever.
No, this is just a ministry. So this is not a church. This is a ministry.
Oh.
Get it together. No, this is the ministries that she runs this conference under. Anyways, we'll be having a good old time. Go to esministriesonline.org. Come out to Bloomington. So if you in Chicago, drive them 2.5 hours to come see me.
Are you driving from Chicago, or are you going to the airport in Bloomington?
They're flying me into Bloomington. I told them they could do either way as long as I wasn't the one driving. So I'll be flying into Bloomington.
You know, you're in a small town when you got to decide, is it even worth it to go into the airport, or do you just want to go to the nearest city and then just drive?
Listen, that's why I said y'all can do either way. Just know I'm not renting a car driving. Y'all got to
y'all
come
pick
get me
up.
Come get me.
Got in the baggage claim.
All right. That's my church announcement that I kept forgetting. I'm going to keep announcing it. So I'll see y'all there.
Patreon, just let you know, I asked Duran and he gave me my answer.
What was the answer?
I'm not telling you because I don't want to go public with that. That's
oh, because you asked before.
I asked before we went live.
Okay, yeah, you did.
All right. Shout out to y'all on the Patreon. Y'all filled up the docket on a week where we really needed y'all. And this was hilarious. This has been going around the internet. I saw it, but I didn't think about it for a podcast topic until y'all said. I said, oh, okay. Angel, who you think in the Bible can fight?
Obviously, David.
He want to know.
Yeah, obviously.
He want to know.
David is a... While we hold David near and dear in our heart in the Christian faith, he was grimy.
Big grime.
Yeah.
And still a man after God's own heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Big grimy.
Big grime.
For him to be able to take down Debo,
mm-hmm,
and then have his mafia take out somebody else.
Yeah.
I feel like.
And then take advantage of that woman.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
consent. You know what that means?
No consent.
Uh-huh.
I feel as though he probably had hands, and obviously so did, I would think, Samson before that hair.
Oh, Samson was my next choice. That big Sam.
Yeah.
With locks.
Yeah.
Feel like he had freeform locks.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like Samson wasn't being tied down to getting retwist. I'm too busy beating people up.
Nah, yeah.
Freeform Florida locks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That kind of smell different when you, you're like, what is that?
Nah, he was clean with them.
I don't think so.
Nah, Big Sam was clean with the freeform. He was like, don't let the freeform fool you. They're still healthy. I just don't be having time to get retwisted because I got to beat somebody up.
Yeah, I don't think nobody was clean with nothing back then. But
fair, okay. Bible time must.
Yeah.
So but if everybody's musty, who's musty?
Correct. But if we were going back there to check to see
what
happened.
We went back there, we'd be like, woo! 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 And y'all have the nerve to be in Sodom and Gomorrah with this smell?
Everybody today.
In the tub now.
That's why. Listen, they were just trying to figure out what hole was it.
That ain't nothing but up and open holes.
Ooh, geez,
licks God. And sticks.
Licks
you and lick, sticks. I stick. You stick, I lick.
They didn't care. I don't even know how you can pick this thing. Hey, who you got?
I got Peter. Peter cut that ear off. He wasn't playing around. And he had a temper. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you cut the ear off, you probably could squabble. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Feel like Rahab.
Okay.
If you're into sex work, sometimes you gotta be get physically violent.
She probably had hands.
You gotta have sex work people ain't no punks.
They
get physical, people try to play them, try to steal the money, try to run from the plug.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be dainty and into sex work. You know what I'm saying? And she had the foresight to see, we finna get killed.
Mm-hmm.
Let me help. Let me, you know, make sure me and mine is squared away.
Right.
Ooh, I got another one.
Who? My Lord and Savior.
JC?
Know. Oh, I think, I definitely
JC?
I definitely think JC had to restrain himself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also why he had them 12 dudes following him and nobody overtook him, because they said he might knock our head off of our neck.
He flipped the tables.
That's, you feel me? And them tables was heavy. They were not pressed. No, they
no,
weren't
no press wood.
They were
it wasn't
the
no press wood
tree on legs.
Yes. He, listen, son of man, AKA son of hands,
mm-hmm. AKA
it could be whatever.
Uh-huh.
Knowing I could whoop you and not whooping you is actually more powerful than whooping you.
Because
Jesus could have been like, this could have been a whole other Bible.
Yeah.
I could have just beat the brakes off the Pharisees.
You going to believe you me regardless. Me?
Oh, you going to believe JC.
You going to believe
me. Oh, y'all don't believe
in
the son of man? Bink, bink, bank. Mm-hmm. Write that down in red. Why do you think that the words were in red? Blood.
Yeah.
Bop, bop, bop.
That's how he got people to see. He knocked them sight, that sight back in their head.
Yes.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
He knocked it right on back in.
It's a funny visual.
That's how
you're blind, bing, and the eyes click.
Oh, there you go. How you think the stone rolled away? The nigga strong. The Lord is strong and mighty. Ain't that what it says?
Mighty and valor.
Valor means whoop that ass. I definitely think my savior got hands.
Yeah. Cause listen, it's gonna be hard to follow a man if you feel like you could whoop him.
Correct. That's what
I'm
saying.
I feel like Jesus also was abbed up. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
country
was abbed
strong.
Up.
Yeah.
Who wasn't abbed up?
I feel like some of the rich people would be. No, I find a way to be big.
No, I'm telling you, would be trying.
The way they describe manna, I'd be like, "Ooh, it got a little hint of honey in it." Why y'all was upset?
It'd
about
be going
that?
Bad though. You'd be the nigga with the when he was feeding the multitude. Keep going back in line. Hey, I didn't get none. They're like, we can see the crumbs of the corn. I didn't get none. Yes, you did.
Nuh-uh. They said some people had said y'all was frying some now. Right. Now because the baked had went around.
Right.
And the dried fish had went around. But they said with the leftover, y'all had decided to fry a little bit. And with the it was whiting.
They like, we could see the breadcrumbs on your shirt. No, that was somebody else that was messy when they
I
hit.
Ran into them. They was falling.
Mm-hmm.
They hit me with a bread. And I said, where y'all got the bread from? I haven't eaten in months. I'm still alive, barely. Been surviving off broth. So
that's how they found Jonah in the well, because you was eating them. You were eating the well, and they saw Jonah up in there. Yeah, no, I think Jesus definitely had them hands.
Yeah.
Who else? Who else would have had hands?
I feel like Saul. You can't persecute Christians and not be able to beat them up.
He definitely sounds like he was probably one of those really bad, bad kids.
Yeah. Saul?
Yeah.
From the jump?
Yeah. Like he was bad, like the type that would stab you with a pencil for no reason.
Saul was definitely maggot. Saul was definitely maggot.
Imagine he saw as a child stabbing somebody in the arm with a pencil. It's very funny. Why'd you do that?
I don't know.
I did that.
I did it.
There's a kid that goes to my. There's a kid in my sister-in-law's neighborhood that goes to her ring and flicks it off. He just goes to the door, doesn't ring the doorbell. He just flicks it off.
Oh,
so she sent us a video in our family group chat about it yesterday. I was cracking up. She said she talked to him. She said his name, whatever it was, Tyrone. It's not Tyrone, but. Tyrone, you know, I see. He was like, and she came out and showed him the video. And she was like, do it again. I'll tell your mom. He was like, I don't do it no more. What, you boy? Now you know it's a camera.
They stupid.
You know.
Kids be dumb.
You know it's a camera.
Kids be dumb. Okay, who else they put up in here? They said Cain.
Oh, Cain.
Oh, he killed his brother.
Cain killed his brother.
Yeah, he did.
Cain killed his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham? I don't know about Abraham.
No, I think what's her face? Not Sarah. Who he have them kids by? Who he have all them other kids by?
Hannah or something?
Was it?
His other woman, because Sarah couldn't have kids?
Yeah, the
Start
other woman.
The
concubine. Hagar.
Hagar.
She have all them kids. She can fight.
Yeah, and she set
children.
Up in that house
mm-hmm.
and knew that was, Sarah couldn't have no kids?
Mm-hmm.
You think she didn't just...
She was like, what you gonna do, old barren ass bitch? That's what she did to Sarah multiple times. Very rude. I'm not mindful.
Why would you say that?
Because I'm sure. You think they were all friendly? No. Back then?
Whatever. All in that house? There had to be a hierarchy.
Yeah.
I was watching Sister Wives with Liz the other day.
They got another season.
It's behind. Them is the saddest group of people.
Yes.
On earth. I want. I don't remember the program, the network that carries that show. Let them go.
They definitely need to be let go of.
If I hear the word Coyote Pass one more time in that same drone shot, I say, y'all, the storyline's been dead for 2 years, man.
I feel
let them people go. It can't be that many people still watching it.
I can't. This is their family, and that's, I guess, enough for the ratings because there's so many of them.
Yeah, man, get these people out of here.
And these Kmart fashions also really piss me off. I can't keep watching.
What was the name of their website? Oh, Mary had?
Not Lulu Women. Women. Hold on.
They need the money. They apparently don't have enough. They can't doggone pay off Coyote's pass.
Excuse me, I just burped.
LuLaRoe, thank you. This is a good person who can fight. Rachel and Leah fighting over Jacob for sure.
Moses. That one with that cross eye, you know she the one that can fight. Listen, anytime you a little touched.
There's a comedian, Chrissy Mama, who said, "Don't you fight with no ugly girl. She ain't got nothing to lose.
Ain't got nothing to
She's
lose.
She's already ugly. Pretty girls, what you doing fighting with that ugly girl?
Because she'll cut your face.
Now y'all got matching faces, but you had a chance. Angel, I cried. Pretty girl, don't you go fight no ugly girl. She ain't got nothing to lose.
Ain't got not a thing.
All right. That was fun. Sports Girl Angel.
That was fun. Now, what'd you say?
Sports Girl Angel, WNBA Finals.
WNBA Finals. First of all, the LA Dodgers are going to the World Series. Yeah. Boo, 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 boo. WNBA Finals. Wow. Yeah.
Can you believe who won?
I was like, I didn't see it because, you know, my money was on the Aces. But then when these people came through, these ladies, and they said, yaka, yaka, yak. And won, I said, oh, my God, today. I would have never
These
thought,
ladies, don't Google it.
What? I'm not Googling them. You know, I said, what is going to happen? You got the Lynx and the Liberty, right? And I said, who going to get it? And in the alphabet, Liberty comes first. If you would look it in the dictionary, Liberty would come for Lynx.
28 years.
They never won?
They never won. They played the first game. I want to say the first game was the Liberty versus the Sparks. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Lobo, Lisa Leslie. 28 years, they had never won. The crazy thing about it is, game five, Brianna Stewart and Sabrina Ionescu played like trash. Mm. Sabrina was 1-for-19.
Oh, no.
1-for-19.
Playing like me.
Might as well. She made one more shot than you did and took 19 more. And you were at home folding laundry. Yeah. Y'all was having the same game.
All right.
Brianna Stewart played terribly as well, but on the offensive end, she was D'ing up. She had key stops, key blocks, key rebounds. Sabrina didn't do much of nothing, but nothing. She hit that 1-3 that was key. The crazy thing that happened, though, I was watching this game. Terribly officiated game.
Oh, were they not calling fouls?
They travels? Were not calling fouls in favor of the Lynx. And on a key play, and I'm talking about for the game, Brianna Stewart took 5 steps.
Boom, boom, boom.
Angel,
boom,
the girl boom. Caught the ball.
Ball still just Cast in her hand.
This is 3-2-1. This is Brianna Stewart. Catch, bop, 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 bop.
Oh, no.
Dribble, goes to shoot, right? The girl, I forget her name, but she stands up straight up. Misses, and they called a foul on the girl. The Lynx replayed it, challenged it. The refs went back and watched it. I'm like, oh, this ain't, they for sure come back saying it's no foul. This ref came back and said she was not in legal guarding position. Angel, it was the most legal guarding. She, in basketball, reason they call a foul is if you come to me and I got my hands
are
up.
Are you mansplaining this to me like I don't
know? No. I'm telling you legal guarding position. This is what they gonna call. Uh-huh. Swipe. Body. Okay? The way basketball works, one team gotta shoot it and go in.
Why are you mansplaining this to me? I'm about to hurt you.
Okay? The girl didn't do nothing but stick her hands up. Mm-hmm. So on Twitter, it was like everybody, NBA players, past, present, future, was all like, this was robbed. Y'all stole this, this and that. This is a travesty. As an avid sports fan, I can say the reffing across all sports is pretty terrible to the point where it is deciding games in all sports. However, at the end of the day, somebody got to win.
This is why I feel like I need to ref, because I would be fair.
You would.
I'd be like, I didn't see it. You know, the real MVP of the game, though, was Ellie the mascot.
Big Ellie!
That's the MVP of the season, because that elephant mascot be out here twerking her ass off.
So black-coated.
The knees on that elephant... I've seen it with the purse, hitting the poses. Whoever that is, I hope they get a raise. I hope they get a ring. I hope Ellie.
They better put a ring on Ellie. She's the best mascot in all the WNBA. Might be in all the sports, you ask me.
I would think so. I don't know who would even compare.
I don't think. There's probably some that are more iconic, like you could just see them. But as far as fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
And creativity. Ain't nobody.
Got her and maybe Goofy. I don't think there is, and Goofy don't got a team. If he did, though, it would be something else. Now, if you've been watching the sports and everything, maybe you want to get in the game, right? Because Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long with Prize Picks. We are so happy to be partnering with Prize Picks.
One,
because I am our sports analyst here. And while I can't get out on the court with the ladies, I'm able to get in the game with Prize Picks, okay? Mm-hmm. And obviously, it makes it really easy. Even if you've never done daily fantasy sports before, Prize Picks makes it so easy for you to be able to start and have a good time and get some winnings. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, so your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks keeps your lineup live. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off? Which aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. Download the app today and use code SK to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, use code SK to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. You know what? This is Prize Picks. Run your game.
Now, Angel, I want your opinion on something. You know Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah. It is sad. Is it curable?
No. He done had all these concussions, right?
Yeah.
And he coming back. They want him to come back. And they ask if he wants to wear the guardian cap. You know what the guardian cap is?
It's like...
You don't know. I'm going to explain it to you. A satin
bonnet.
It's basically... It's a helmet on top of your helmet.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get these players to wear them. Now, Tua done had some of the worst concussions in the history of football. His brain been shaking around in there. They asked this man, who got $150 million, I believe, somewhere around there guaranteed, is he going to wear the guardian cap? This man said, absolutely not. this, and I'm going to tell you almost verbatim what he said. Absolutely not. And they're like, why? He was like, it's just a personal choice. I love this game to like the death of me. I said, now, why would you use that language to a, because you is 20 something, maybe a year or two younger than Josh. You going to need your brain for the rest of your life.
He don't plan on needing it. You don't. You got so much lint on the back of your head. I thought that it was dirt.
It's the hoodie, probably.
Yeah, it was.
You think bad. I came with a dirty head?
That's, I was like, something's going on.
If you get a new hoodie and you don't wash it, if you just take it out the pack.
That's why I don't wear hoodies.
And this bald head it's like it Velcro.
Hold on to it. It'd be like,
it grab that.
Give it. It said, give me that.
Is it gone?
It's now on your face. They okay? There
is it
we
good?
Go.
Is it gone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? I think this is my first thought.
What's your first thought?
Imagine when they had to switch from leather helmets to real. Mm-hmm. Then people probably didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Also, football players, you got to be a little crazy to play football. It's a gladiator sport.
Yeah.
And the mentality the mentality that I think it takes to play that game, you got to be kind of fearless. Mm-hmm. So we want these people to be fearless, put their body on the line, and you got to create that mentality. Then you'd be like, be safe. And they're like, well, that's a different mentality. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times athletes, you know us.
Yeah.
When you start thinking about getting hurt, you get hurt. So you got to go out there and be like, nah. But at the same time, mm-hmm. that's your brain now.
His brain already injured. So y'all think he going to make good choices now on the other side of brain injuries?
That's true, man. Have you seen Friday Night Vibes? Friday Night Lights, the movie with Derek Luke, where he played football?
A long time ago.
So you Boobie Miles, he was like, he had tore his knee up. And he was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do without football? And I think that's how a lot of players be doing. Like, yeah, to get to the NFL, this is all you've done. This is all you know.
Right.
Y'all want me to retire from the only thing I've known?
I definitely can understand if you have invested. Because to become a professional athlete, the type of time you've invested since you were a child.
Yes.
Not in a, like, we can at least say we've put 20 years or so in the game. But for most of us, the professional part didn't start until we were adults. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, yeah, we don't want to do anything else. But it's not as if our life was so wrapped up in the thing that we're doing right now that if it went away, yeah, we would be depressed, but we wouldn't be like, there's no hope. Yeah. These people.
Singularly focused since they were 5, 6, 7
exactly.
Often.
Exactly.
26.
I can understand the dilemma. This is why I'm glad that my children are mediocre at sports. I don't want them to put themselves in a predicament where they don't see another way out. They are good enough to be great team players, but not good enough for
They're
me
here?
To be driving all across God's green earth. No.
That was when I had JoJo was in a sweet spot. When he just had the Y team, the Y, and every game's at the Y?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Y was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Angel, our home games, 40 minutes from the home.
Yeah, no.
He's in a far team.
No.
And now he got club and school same time.
Let me tell you, Lil Marcus, he ran 10 miles this past weekend for cross country.
In a day? Or in a meet, I mean?
It wasn't a meet. It was a practice. He had to run 10 miles.
Ooh, that's long.
Mm-hmm. And he did it. He did it. And he said it was a great run. When I tell you, when they told me that the practice was going to be in Malibu, I said, oh, tell your coach you're not going. I'm not driving you to Malibu. I was like, absolutely not. So I had to drive him to another teammate's house for them to take him. I said, ain't nothing in me willing to invest that much in this for you.
You can't get to Malibu fast. You got to go through that canyon all down there slow.
Yes.
You get down there, it's one road.
And then they want me to pick you up from there?
We seen Julia Roberts at a Malibu. Did I tell you the story? At a soccer game in Malibu.
No, you didn't.
Me and Melissa was in there, everybody whispering, Julia Roberts, this is just, I be who I be even when I don't need to be. Everybody's like, Julia Roberts is here. Her twins are playing in this game because we was playing Malibu. And Donald, that Malibu kids, soccer field is on a perch that overlooks the ocean.
Oh, I wouldn't pay no attention to the game.
Oh, a lot of the parents was just like,
if I was an athlete in the game.
Angel, it seemed unreal. I said, y'all done put a soccer field on a cliff that overlooks the ocean. You could hear the ocean waves. So we in Malibu watching the kids play. So one of the parents comes over and they're like, yo, they said Julia Roberts is here. Her twins are playing or something like that. I'm like, Julia Roberts? This is me. Because that's my favorite white girl for a long time. Mm-hmm. Julia Roberts is here? Where? That this voice. Because, you know, in soccer, your team is on one side. The other parents are on the other side. Yeah. So I'm saying it loud. I'm looking.
She beside you.
Angel. Julia Roberts. I'm talking about where that basketball hoop. And I'm, where? Help. Where is she? I don't see no Julia Roberts for 20 minutes. I want to find her. I said, man, I ain't no Julia Roberts. I turn around like, I ain't see her. And I'm talking, I kid you not, Angel, on the ground with a sun hat, looking like her character in Ocean's 11 at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. Big old white sun hat, big old Julia Roberts glasses, the most Julia Roberts.
Did you speak to her?
No.
Why not?
Well, I was mostly embarrassed that I had said her name for 20
I
minutes.
I would have been like, why didn't you heard me looking for you? Why didn't you say something?
All I did was be like, list.
Such a fan.
List. She's like, what? I said, Julia's right here. She's like, where? Kev. Whole time she been here. I know she heard me, Angel. Yes. She's closer to me than you are right now. She's right, literally right there.
I would have just went ahead.
I'm like, why are you on our side? This is our side of the field.
You got a child. Is one of your twins playing on our team?
Somebody on the Patreon said, don't start whispering now. I was embarrassed by that time.
No, don't be embarrassed, Julia.
Girl. Now you know we love you, girl, as the blacks.
Yes.
We love Erin Brockovich. That's Mel's favorite movie. She did not put together that she liked lawyer stuff until I asked her favorite movie. She was like, Erin Brockovich. Oh, my God. Bless my favorite movie is Erin Brockovich. You ain't put that together?
Bless
Mel be doing that work.
Yes. When she be talking about it, I read the 864-page lawsuit. No.
Those lawsuits don't be in regular language. They be in legalese.
Oh, I know.
Listen, I was reading a contract for a project that Mike Kim passed. I told my lawyer, you tell me what they said. Because my old lawyer was like, they write things difficult on purpose.
Yes. Yeah, to get you stuck.
Legalese and lawyer speak. But Mel be reading the actual documents. And then she go and you know, decipher it for people.
She went to that Spelman. They going to have them ladies ready.
Down to Spelman.
They going to have them ladies ready.
They going to be reading the documents. Uh-huh. It's such a good niche TikTok. Because people going to be in crimes.
Yeah.
They going to be, and they be in the comments, being a whole bunch of not lawyers be knowing that legal stuff. And he was in the dossier. I feel like the judge done threw this out. I said, y'all be in here doing crime talk.
Yeah, it's perfect. Like, she found the niche for the nosy person.
Yes.
And they're going to stay nosy until they die.
And crime is going to be a part of our society until they might be in heaven. Like, I'm not a lawyer, but Paul might be getting out. Heaven didn't even have this thing where they've been having to kick some people out. And I'm going to be watching in my heaven like, what? What he did? He stole biscuits. Yeah. Why are you stealing free biscuits?
Not free biscuits.
Anyway, Kamala went down to New Birth, Angel. What you thought about it? Kamala went to New Birth and Trump went to McDonald's and made fries.
Oh, my God. I can't stand him. Listen, Kamala is pulling out all the stops. First of all, I didn't know that was going to be. You remember I didn't have the whole docket.
Yeah, the dossier.
The dossier. New Birth, that's where Jamal is at.
Jamal, Harrison Bryant.
Yeah. Because that's the church that the man with the tight shirts used to be, the pastor.
Eddie Long.
Yeah.
Was Eddie Long's church.
She's not playing, okay? This is the thing. Unfortunately, this race is still very close. Why does it make sense?
It's the most American thing ever.
It's now become the most American. It's now what America is.
Yeah.
A circus. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, girl, you can't be shy about this. People are like, she's race pandering. Pander then.
Panda Express.
Yeah, come on. Do what you got to do. Pander. Because why is it still close?
Yes.
Is the question.
She went to New Birth. She went to the Shade Room. People are like, why are you going to the Shade Room?
Because y'all here.
People be looking at the Shade Room.
They got like 26 million followers.
Yes.
I would be over there too if I was running for something.
Absolutely. She did Up in Smoke.
Yeah.
Old school politician, you go down to that church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. What she need to be is over here.
In L.A.?
Right here.
That's what I done reached out to the campaign.
Did you? Because I would. I'd be like,
get Kamala over here now. What you need to do is sit right here.
First of all, we say your name right, Kamala.
From the beginning,
Kamala. Now, no, not from the very beginning. I remember back in the day, I was like, it's Kamala, right? Like Lakeisha, like the meaning. We put the emphasis on the second syllable. I was like, it can't be any other way because that's where we put it. We put the emphasis on the second syllable.
Syllable.
Yeah, and they were like, no, no.
Also, you right. Early, I made that mistake because the wrestler was Kamala. No, Kamala.
Kamala.
And I like that wrestler. Mm-hmm. So I saw the same letters. Little did I know, you could say the same letters and say it different. Mm-hmm. Kamala was a wrestler. Kamala is a politician.
Is a politician. But so I got it. I did eventually get it right. But at first I was like, no, we're going to say it like it was a black name. And they're like, no.
Her mama's name, what? Shyla. What is her name? Somebody said her mom's name is Shyla Mala.
Yeah, their names are close.
Is it Kamala? How you pronounce that?
Is it Shalama? Shalama?
It's S-H-Y-A-M-A. LA.
Women, somebody put an extra A. Is it so? There's not. It's Shyamala.
Oh no, this is an actress.
Shyamala.
Angel, you couldn't sound more black if you.
Shyamala.
I'm gonna go Shyamala. Kamala Shyamala.
Shyamala. Yeah. Kamala Shyamala. Yeah, Shyamala. That's what it is. Shyamala. Anyways, did not always say it right. Now I do. Put respect all on that name. Put a little seat right here.
And we'll get her a Kamala cam. Yeah. Go gripe down the middle. We'll scoot over Baby Yodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll scoot over Baby Yodes.
If we can't get her, then we'll get Maya Rudolph to sit right here.
Listen, did you see that Keith Lee?
Yes, I did.
Keenan?
Keenan did his
impersonation. Did Keith Lee? I said, what is the world? Saturday Night Live released the TikToks in TikTok as TikToks.
I saw.
Individually.
They're like, and you're going to get it. Speaking of which, the you know what? Do you think you could be manipulated out of a bad habit? Scamfluencers is a weekly podcast from Wondery that takes you along the twists and turns of the most famous scams of all time, the impact on victims, and what's left once the facade falls away. Scamfluencers recently dove into a story of Richard Bandler, the godfather of modern mental manipulation. He revolutionized the world of self-help, all thanks to an approach he developed called neuro-linguistic programming. Even though NLP worked for some, many called it pseudoscience. NLP methods have been criticized for being dangerous in the wrong hands and inspiring some of the most toxic and criminal self-help movements in the last two decades. Throw in Richard's dark past as a cocaine addict and murder suspect, and you can't help but wonder what his true intentions were. Follow Scamfluencers on Wondery app or on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Scamfluencers and more Exhibit C true crime shows like Morbid and Last Kill early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Check out Exhibit C in the Wondery app for all your true crime listening. Now, after you finish listening to your true crime, you know what else you could do?
What, Angel?
You could get your life together. We be having conversations on this podcast, and it be having me thinking and wanted to dive deep into so many things. Branding, being an entrepreneur, huh? Telling my story. I want to hear from the best when I decide I want to dive deep into that. And luckily, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best for just $10 a month, an annual subscription or annual membership, sorry, with Masterclass gets you unlimited access from every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. They have so many classes, y'all. I'm talking about you can take some classes from Hillary Rodman Clinton on teaching the power of resilience. And I don't think there's anybody more resilient in the world than that woman. Or you can learn some cooking techniques, because some of y'all can't cook out there. Let's just be truthful. From Thomas Keller. There's just so many different classes you can take. Or you can build your humor with a comedic icon, Kevin Hart. Build your confidence, through humor. Use improv to overcome your fears with Amy Poehler, or turn your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart. And the classes really make a difference. 88% of members feel the masterclass has made a positive impact on their lives. I really do love masterclass. I think you'll love it too. I feel like if you already have a membership, this is also a good time to get it as a gift, because it is truly a gift that keeps on giving. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/thething.
The thing.
That's 15% off at masterclass.com/thething. The thing. Masterclass.com/thething. What did I do?
You said Hillary Rodman Clinton. It's Rodham.
Oh.
Hillary was getting the rebound.
I thought it was Rodman this whole time.
Feed me, feed me.
Hillary Rodman.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. That's why she's so resilient. She got that Rodman in her.
She got that Rodman in there. She got that baby playing soccer for the U.S. women's team.
I really thought all
you
this
said
time.
It so. You know Hillary Rodman.
I didn't even look to read the full last name, because full middle name, because I thought it was Rodman. She changed it.
Oh my God!
I had no idea. I'm telling you right now.
I didn't want to laugh during the ad when you said it. The funniest thing about it is you said it as confidently as it was her name.
Yes.
You know Hillary Rodman Clinton and Barack Obama.
I've never heard anybody say Rodham. Never. My ears have always heard Rodman.
Really?
Yes.
This whole time.
Nigga, that's why I said it so confidently. Because that's what I thought it was.
All right. Now, this just happened while you was reading this ad. So I want your thoughts on it. Marvel just released Blade from their schedule. They took it off. They said we not.
Mahershala gonna get to be Blade.
I don't understand what is happening with Blade. What is so hard about it? I wanted to watch that movie film.
I don't understand. Maybe they're just like, we got too many black folk up in this universe.
But I feel like Blade was the first Blade and first two Blades. The third one, I still watched it. I totally forgot that Ryan Reynolds was even in that.
Oh, I fully remember.
He looked totally different then. He was bigger, the beard, the whole thing.
What you mean he looked different then? No, he didn't.
Ryan Reynolds in Blade, he had a full beard.
I mean, yeah, he had a beard.
And he was bigger. He's been Beardless McGee for a minute now. Anyway, my whole point was you can't replace Wesley Snipes. You can. With Mahershala, I feel like you can't.
Oh, I thought Mahershala was the perfect choice.
I think now Wesley in the 90s as Blade, he is up there with me to me with RDJ as Iron Man,
yeah,
and Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Mm-hmm. That's how important to me, and that's when Marvel wasn't even Marvel like that, right? But Blade was still Blade. But I don't think it's coming back. I think this movie just died.
I don't understand.
Cuz it's been what? 3 years?
I feel like it's been longer than that. I feel like they mentioned Mahershala a long ass time ago.
Because he left and came back. I feel like the director or the writer, they've had like three writers. Everybody been writing Blade. They offered me the Blade. I said, you know, I can't write good. I can make it funny.
They weren't asking you to write it. They were asking you to be Blade.
Boy, them vampires is getting away. You talk about Day Walker for sure, because I'm not chasing nobody. Yeah. You ain't never seen a superhero go. You got it this time. Ooh. I'm gonna be Blade. I'm gonna set my sword down on the desk. Like,
gang,
it was flying, huh? y'all was stabbing and everything. They would beat me by sheer speed. Shink, 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 shink. I'm gonna have my hand on my hip with the other sword. Shink.
This leather is so hot. Oh. Can we wear sweats?
Can you imagine if the superhero went to strike and his belly came out? The and this little piece came.
The bad guy would go. He'd just take his little finger and eat coochie coochie coo.
You can't be a superhero and your belly comes out.
Yeah, you can.
Hancock was the only one who was like lackadaisical. And Thor was fat for a little bit in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
But then he was unfat and cut his hair real quick.
Like, and now he looks like him again. But
I
yeah.
I want Superhero to take a deep breath.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I think you could be a great Blade. I think you could, Kevin.
I don't think y'all can run fast.
Don't worry. You just fly like that.
Whatever you was doing. Yeah. She was doing your stuff. They need fat action heroes.
Oh, listen, in the day they let listen the day they say we want someone who looks mildly fat but like they're still trying. That's me.
That's me too. I ain't never all the way gave up. I just mostly
right, exactly. That's me. I'm like, give it to me, and I'll give you my all. I'm gonna take it seriously. Them lines will be memorized. The intention will be intentioning. It will be.
You gonna
rooted.
Be grounded?
Oh, I'm gonna be very grounded. I'll give you tears. What you need? And then pew 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 pew. They'll be like, Angel, we'll put in the sound of. No. I'd be like, but I want pew 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 pew. I'll be you wouldn't be able to tell me nothing.
Oh man, that's a funny visual.
You wouldn't be able to tell me.
Angel, we are gonna do that in post. I feel like my character needs to make the sound.
Yes,
because I connect to it a lot more.
Yeah,
Angel, nobody makes their own sound.
I'd be like, just take my sound out.
Take it out.
Take it out.
But you're mouthing it, Angel. You'll be. Pew, pew.
I would love it. I would take it so seriously.
Oh man. Which reminds me, I watched the Penguin. Tony put me on the Penguin. Mm-hmm. I watched the first two episodes. Have you watched it?
No. Is it good?
It's a good program.
It's super dark though, right?
Yes. I just watched the Batman. Somehow I didn't watch Robert Pattinson's Batman. You know, he was the saddest Batman.
Who?
Robert Pattinson, that vampire boy from Twilight.
He was Batman.
He was the most recent Batman. 2 years ago.
You know I don't watch that movies.
I watched him. He was the Dark Knight.
Well, did they turn the ISO all the way down, Angel, so you couldn't see a damn thing?
That boy did not. He did none of the. Usually when you're Batman, this might be the first one that I can remember. You gonna have to be Bruce Wayne. Billionaire playboy at a party, charming at least one time in the film.
He said, I won't.
Robert Pattinson said, I'm not going to charm nobody. I'm sad, Bruce. That boy was working shifts at Hot Topic, Spencer. It was dark. And it was the thing I did love about it was a very dark in tone, even darker than The Dark Knight, like visually and tone.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not watching it.
And it was Detective Batman. I feel like a lot of Batman has gotten away from how smart Batman is. It'd be like gadgets and stuff. But Batman used to be solving crime, like the animated series. He used to be solving crime, and the Riddler was, he wasn't the Jim Carrey Riddler, who was funny, but he was like, mm-hmm. This Riddler was like message boards, kind of closer to like a homegrown terrorist, domestic terrorist Riddler. Who's also smart.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like my cup of tea.
Yeah, and it was long.
Oh, throw it in the toilet.
3 hours.
Of me feeling like I got cataracts?
Hours long.
That movie's be so dark, it makes you want to turn the light on. It makes you want to turn a flashlight onto the screen and be like, can we brighten it up?
I don't like that. Why y'all got all these good cameras? Y'all got the world's best cameras, best lenses, colorist and everything, and you make me feel like something's wrong with my TV.
They want you to watch it in a cave with literal bats. That's the only way you're going to be able to can see it. It's so irritating. That pisses me off. I'm going to already be mad. I don't want it.
That, remember Game of Thrones did that episode that was so dark, and they got mad at y'all like, y'all don't have good TVs?
No.
Why'd I pay this much money? I can't see nothing.
Couldn't see a damn thing.
Y'all shooting at night like it's real night.
They said,
I can see better in the dark of the world than this.
Listen, they thought that we were cats and owls. We are humans. We need... We need some illumination to be able to see.
But anyway, the Penguin is basically an extension of that universe. Colin Farrell plays the Penguin in that Batman movie. And in the Penguin, it's about him.
Colin Farrell. Let me look him
up. You know Colin Farrell, Angel. He's that Irish actor. He was in the Phone Booth movie. You remember that? No. Where he spent almost all the movie in the phone booth?
Oh, absolutely. That sounds terrible.
He was in SWAT. That was a classic.
Was he in SWAT?
Mm-hmm. He had a run during that era.
Nah, he's had some movies.
He was in SWAT with Samuel L.
Irish hot guy, Hannah.
You know, he looked like the one dude that we said was a... Who's the one dude that we said was a passing Latino? White...
Pascal.
What's his name? Pedro Pascal?
Pedro Pascal.
Or Diego Luna.
Diego Luna.
You think he looks like him?
No. Don't put my people on there, Angel.
No, but I bet you they audition for the same shit all the time.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, probably.
That's I'm like the type they audition for the sure. same thing.
Penguin is good though, Angel. If you watch, you probably won't. But he's good, and the woman, she plays Sophia Falcone. She's a good actress.
Sophia Falcone.
Yeah, she's a good actress. I don't think I've ever seen her in anything. Anyway, moving on. Did you see that girl on TikTok who ate the Chipotle bowl in 7 bites?
I
think I can beat it. Because when I be hungry, those bowls, they're either too much. They either feel like too much food, or it's like I can finish this right now, so I won't.
Nah, Josh.
So it wasn't a lot of food.
I'm gonna show you, Angel. It was a full Chipotle bowl. She used a serving spoon. It's on fast. I just want you to see how she was biting.
It's on fast.
Oh no. Why's she eating like that?
I don't know.
It's oh no.
I said now.
This not good for your health.
She was eating now. I ain't gonna hold you. She had Chipotle and Doritos. Because sometimes Chipotle's chips don't be good.
No, that sounds like a great combination.
But you don't have to eat it with a serving spoon? Why are you doing? And I know the like rage bait content. Like, she knows that if you do wild stuff like that.
But I don't want it for her.
That's crazy.
For her. That made my chest hurt.
That's too much.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't, eating out of a serving spoon is egregious.
Listen, I would have been okay with the serving spoon had it took her at least 20 to 25 scoops.
Like if you're eating off a serving spoon, but as a regular spoon?
Yes. But that's a lot of food for your body to have to digest so fast. That's why they tell you don't let the baby drink the bottle too fast, because you're going to throw up. And she going to throw up. My stomach just said, that just made my heart hurt. I get it. Everybody's trying to be a content creator.
Everybody
got to
get it.
I'm trying to be a content creator. But, dog, don't let it be to the own demise of your actual life. That's a lot. That was a lot of.
I said, now, hey. Hey.
That's a lot.
And I get it. As a content creator, I get it. But hey, now, you got to have your life too now. Tahir said this in a video yesterday. He said he got frustrated because he couldn't find a video to make. You know, he searched the internet, kind of like I do, for something to make fun of. And I have this happen to me sometimes. You can't find nothing worth doing, and you start to feel like you ain't funny. And he's like, just go be a human. Just say you ain't got it today. Sometimes you got to say, listen, even if this works, I don't want to do that. That's why I never did the titties and butt videos when it was all the rage.
What's the titty and butt video?
Oh, you don't remember this time, 2013, when all the creators were like, titty thumbnails, every video would start on woman's breast, and then they pull back and do the sketch?
I didn't know I would have did that.
I heard about it.
I would have done it.
Angel would have been killing on Vine.
Y'all would have been. And the only reason why I didn't do Vine is because I didn't have any space on my phone.
Angel, there's 7 seconds.
I had no space to even download an app. I'm dead serious. That's the only reason why I didn't do Vine.
Angel has been in her big force
from 14. I said, I ain't got no space for this. I said, forget it.
Let me tell you what. You want to see the worst Vines in the world? Y'all better be glad Vine is off. Because you want to talk about a thing I could not figure out?
That's like me and Snapchat. I'm like, what is this?
Angel, I did a Vine about burning toast. This is when Vine, you had to shoot it in the phone still.
Yes.
Angel, I said, and I, you know, I'm long winded. I couldn't do six seconds.
I'm sure.
Angel, I got this toast. I said, oh, I don't want to tell you how bad this.
Please,
was.
I want to hear.
This is the Vine.
Let me see.
Finna make some toast. Stop it. I kid you not. I did this in my first apartment in LA because I saw Batch and Melvin Gregg and Simone, all of them going crazy. Finna make some toast. Close the oven. Open the oven and let the toast burn in real life. Open the oven. Show the burnt toast. Flip it back on me. I burnt the toast.
I burnt the toast. What was you thought? Oh, this will kill him. What was it? What was it that you were going for?
Did you remember that Vine that was like, "I'm in my mom's car, vroom vroom."
I didn't have the app.
Get out my car.
I could you not. I didn't have the space on my phone. What are you not getting of this?
They used to put the Vines on Instagram.
I used to see them on YouTube.
There's a Vine. Let me show you this. This is what I felt like I was doing my version. I'm in me mom's. This is. This is what I was trying to do. Hold on, let me start it over.
I'm in my mom's car. Boom, boom. Get out of the car.
That's what I was going for. No. That's what I was like, oh, I could do like, I'm finna make some toast. I burnt the toast. Angel, when I posted that video, I sat down. I put my phone down on the kitchen table, and I was like, "I can't figure this out."
That went viral.
Oh, Angel!
That was going crazy.
Get out my car!
No, I'm in my mom's car.
It was broom, the reveal.
Get out my car! No, that's it. That was the whole thing.
Angel, they were parodying. What was that, the Frank Ocean song, Potato Flew Around?
Yeah, Potato Flew Around.
That
my album
was not meant for anybody over 25.
And somebody taped a potato to a ceiling fan, and it was going around in circles.
And they were singing, a potato flew around.
As we explained this to her, it don't seem funny no more.
No, for me, I'm laughing at like the stuff that was popping off.
That's insane.
Angel doing numbers.
Get out me car.
No, I was in charge of hiring Viners when I worked at All Def for brand deals.
Uh-huh.
30 grand, 50 grand, 45 grand for 6 seconds.
Their money was great.
And that's why I was trying to do.
Remember the Despicable Me thing?
Yes. These Viners would come in and be like, no, 15K. Are you crazy? My rate's 30. Then our team would be like, what about 45? I said, they said 30. Why y'all going up? 45, perfect. They would walk downstairs from the office, go into an open office and be like, yo, this is Viner McGee. Go check out this new movie. I'll be there.
No notes. 45.
Turn it in.
That was
send an invoice.
That was the first set of like influencer brand deals that I saw, and I was like, oh, we're dead.
And that's why I went home.
Digital paid me $75 to be there to do Great Taste.
This is what caused a lot of contention.
That's what started the Civil War.
Because you had people working there.
That was for City Days.
Yes. People working there getting very little money. People who built it getting $75 for half a day, $150 for the whole day. And then people who had Vine who didn't even work there.
Getting paid $45,000.
$30,000. And this is not a made up number.
I don't think you're making
$30,000. I heard you.
Wait a minute.
$30,000 to be like, and I remember watching them, knowing what I was making.
That would piss me off.
And then they, because what they did to make it interesting was they did this.
Hey,
I'll be there.
Listen, y'all, as a winner of the Apple Podcast Show of the Year Awards, Code Switch is the sort of show that handles race and identity like you've never heard before, regardless of what color you are. Code Switch knows that identity is a part of every day story. What I love about Code Switch is that they take audience questions. So they're not just bringing their perspective into this podcast. They're bringing the perspective of other people and life stories of other people. When so much of the world talks about race in ways that feels either preachy or alienating, Code Switch is interested in how race and identity shape your real world in real and confusing and sometimes funny ways. From discussions with comedians of color about what makes a good race joke to how questions of identity swirl around reality TV, Dungeons and Dragons, and BBLs, Code Switch guides you through all the different spaces that people of color live in and what it's like to navigate them. Code Switch does not just talk about race and identity in the abstract. It tackles real everyday questions like how to create boundaries with immigrant parents or tips on how to speak to family members whose racial views might feel stuck in the Stone Age. From what James Baldwin can teach us about Israel to unpacking Kamala Harris's identity politics to exploring the long history of sex testing in sports, Code Switch gets real, really real, about the way that race and identity in the headlines can affect the way we think about race and identity at home. I really feel like you all would like a lot of the episodes on Code Switch. And I know most of our listeners are people who identify as Black, but I feel like even when it's not one of the Black hosts that is like leading the show, you're going to find that it's very thought-provoking. And I feel like open your eyes to people who might not have grown up like you, but still have the same similarities in life experience. Every episode of Code Switch feels like a love letter to the ways that race and identity are always connected and how your life, no matter who you are, is made richer by thinking through them. Listen to Code Switch from NPR wherever you get your podcast. I said Code Switch the entire time. Did I ever say code switching?
You said Hillary Rodman Clinton.
Yes, I did. That's a name from now on. And if I meet, I'll be like, hey, Rodman. But yeah, no, I never got into, what's that thing? The Vine, because I honestly didn't have space on my
phone. That's hilarious. I watched Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Batch.
I've never had the app.
Melvin Gregg. I watched all of them go from small Viners to humongous. Logan Paul is a legitimate WWE wrestler. Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson in 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
We've been talking about that all year. Now I don't even give two craps.
I don't want to see Mike Tyson with that child.
I don't either.
Unless he hurts him.
And he's not.
It's not.
It's not going to happen. And then I know the Paul brothers from YouTube, from Vine.
They went from Vine to Snapchat to YouTube to everything else.
They weren't at YouTube first.
Vine. Because that whole crop didn't pop on YouTube first.
I thought they did.
They popped on Vine first.
Paul brother.
I was watching them on Vine. Because Logan Paul and them was doing all these tricks and flips and all these things. I couldn't figure out how them doggone kids was editing. I felt so old trying to get Vine. I could not figure out how to edit those things.
Mm-hmm.
Not Melvin Gregg. Yeah, they stopped.
Melvin Gregg, now he's an actor.
He decided I'm not going to do Vine and YouTube nothing. I want to be an actor. He was in most recently in the Friday Night.
Mm-hmm. Fight Night. See, you about to do it like I did it.
Friday Night Fight Night.
Listen, Kevin Hart is of a fight of life.
Man, Kevin Hart is good in that.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I ain't caught it all the way up. You finished it?
Yeah.
He's really good in that role. The Chicken Man. Mm-hmm. Sam Jackson is good. He ain't never not good. Right. Teresa Topnotch is in there. She was she started as a content creator. She plays the other girl. She has
with the big afro.
Chloe Bailey. She started as a content creator. Then she went to Bounce. This is probably her big.
Oh yeah, she does real good. She's like the side the right hand man to Taraji P. Henson.
You got Chloe Bailey's up in there. Mm-hmm. Don Cheadle, he's in there.
They got everybody in there. They got a shaky voice. Terrence Howard. I can't remember his name. They got all the little Plastic Cup boys.
I seen them in there. I ain't seen Spank and Naeem yet. I seen Joey, though.
I think they all in there, but I could be lying. I could have just sprinkled them in there in my brain. It was that'll work. They got David Banner.
Seen David's Banner. That Miles Bullock.
Who?
Miles Bullock. He plays Willie Black. He was like a villain on the Robin crew. He was in White Men Can't Jump. He was really funny in there.
He looked like Tony Baker. He made me want to hate him so bad. He was so good.
He is a young, up-and-coming actor. He got it, Angel.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Miles Bullock.
Oh, he was great. I hated him.
Evil Tony.
I said I need that nigga to die.
Could you play a role like that? Yes. Really?
Yes.
I want to play against type, and I ain't played on type yet. But I want to go early, and I want to be. I would love to play a role where people are like, dang, Kev, you really like that? Like, yeah. Cussing and stabbing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cuss me in the movie. Oh, I sure am.
Of course you will.
Yeah, I'm going to be like,
for free. You definitely going to cuss for
free. I don't cuss for free. I ain't never cuss. Ain't gonna shut the All right. Let's move on.
We missed this in the bonus.
Yeah. Adult star Gucci Third Leg was out there spreading HSV2. Caused a whole debate on STDs and how everyone has herpes. Now, herpes is a very confusing virus because a lot of people don't understand. And we was talking about this on the Ball Brothers last night. So I understood, this is my understanding of herpes. You have herpes, which is commonly called cold sores. Mm-hmm. I believe that's simplex one, correct me if I'm wrong. Simplex 2 is usually associated with genitals.
Yes.
AKA genital herpes.
Correct.
Now, Tony told me this last night on stage. Didn't know this. He said chicken pox is a type of herpes.
Let's see here.
As is shingles. That's what Tony Baker told me. I'm here to say this to the world. I don't know that. I didn't know that.
Let's see. Is chicken.
HSV1, that's what Kiki Jones says. HSV1, cold sore, HSV2, genital. Now, shingles, I didn't know, nor did I know about chicken pox. Okay.
It doesn't have.
Kenzie says chickenpox is very seller.
It doesn't have an H to it though. It's V. So herpes is VSV. I mean HSV.
Okay.
Chickenpox is VZV.
VZV. Yeah. So it's very seller.
Huh.
Very seller.
Yeah. Come on. You better say the words.
No, that's what they said.
Yeah, it's very seller.
I've understood that herpes is the same as a cold sore. It's cold
sore.
But
they are not the same thing.
They're different variations, right?
It says chickenpox is a contagious disease caused by VZV, the varicella zoster virus. Herpes, on the other hand, are types of viruses in themselves. The two common are the herpes zoster, which causes shingles, and then the herpes simplex virus.
So herpes zoster is shingles. Herpes simplex is cold sore. Yes. On one, and two is genital herpes.
Yes.
So on Twitter that week, people were like, I ain't got the herpes. And a lot of people didn't know even this, the HSV1 verse 2. Mm-hmm. What was more surprising to me about this whole situation is the Gucci Third Leg man, he said he had sex with 3,000 women. And his partner had sex with 2,000. He thought, people's like, you saying 3,000 a lot and 2,000 is a lot. And I said to myself, now he's a sex worker, so I imagine they have more sex.
Oh, okay.
They have more sex than the average person.
That's low for customers then. Because most places would not survive off of 2,000 customers in just a lifespan.
No, yeah. And I imagine if you're doing sex work for video content, you got repeat partners.
Oh, he's sex work like that.
He's sex work like that.
Oh, well, yeah, his name kind of says that it's sex work for people to look at.
Yes. Yeah. So I avoided the videos, but I couldn't avoid the conversation. I've talked to people that I've been in circles with who have had sex with hundreds of people. Oh. And ain't no shame, ain't no kink shaming. I just be like, I don't know that I've known 100 people's names, women.
I don't know 100 people who I want their penis near me in any way, shape, or form in my lifetime. I don't think there's been 100 men that I've seen of any race that I've been like, oh, yeah, that would be great.
And then a couple of dudes, I'm like, it's over 100 easily in their lifetime. And I know I'm a church kid, and I know I've been with Lissa early, and that was my temperament. That wasn't even on Melissa. That church boy was in me. You know, I did my little stuff. Summer 99 is relative to church kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it ain't that bad in the world of actual people.
No, it's not that.
But I don't know that I could. Like, hundreds is just, and this man did thousands.
Well, I don't think our bodies are mainly meant to have that much sex. Mm-hmm. I think it really, you gotta be built for it tough. My vagina is not. I know she would fall apart. I know she would leave me. I would wake up the next day and then it would just be smooth down there.
Like Barbie?
Yeah, there'd be no hole. I'd be like, what happened?
In your pockets?
Yeah, I know. I put my coochie down somewhere. A little note. I cannot take this abuse anymore. You've used me. Yeah.
Do you use me up? Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam. Most people's numbers ain't going to be as low as mine. And I don't knock ladies that be out here getting what they need to get, okay, mm-hmm. to feel good. But when you talk about numbers that high, I feel like you are of a different breed of person.
Yeah, a dying breed.
A breed. You're a different breed of
Michelle
person.
Michelle O'Kay, one of my favorite TikTokers, she's like, I'm just a dying breed. I'm built different. I'm a dying breed.
Yeah.
I realize people are living different lives, mm-hmm. and that's your choice, mm-hmm. as long as you do your paperwork and do all that stuff. But again, this whole conversation made me grateful for my life choices and the situation I'm in. Mm-hmm. I was even talking to Tony about this, and he was like, man, you know, when you're out here, you got to get tested. You got to share paperwork. You know what I'm saying? When you got to send that paperwork ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all got to prep. If you want to be safe in these streets, you know, if you know it's a potential in my paperwork, you got to get tested and you got to be texted it to, you know, in my paperwork.
Listen,
good with me. I ain't got no outbreak right now.
Y'all still
got
to find me a coochie doctor because mine retired sometime during the pandemic. He was older. But I will get tested every time I got my yearly as a married woman.
Got to.
I said, listen, I believe my husband is faithful, but I think most women do.
Listen.
I think most women do.
Most people. There's a TikTok that went viral this week. This girl, she had a job somewhere, and her and her boyfriend moved to Texas. She used her life savings, spent it on mover, spent 2 months getting set up, and a month or so into their move to Texas, he wrote her a note and said,
that.
I don't think it's going to work. And she made a song and she cried.
Yeah, the white girl.
That white girl. And somebody said, he broke up with you when he moved to Texas. When y'all moved to Texas, that's when he broke up with you. But she believed in her fullness, in her heart of hearts, we was doing this together. And then she had to move back with her parents.
Right. Didn't even get to move back to L.A.
Didn't even get to move back to L.A.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
I'm just going to say, it'd have been more than a TikTok. That might have been the final piece of my feeling.
It would have been a news story. yes, I always have a male OBGYN. That's the only people I'd be wanting down there.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. A lot of women only want women down there.
I don't want them.
Why? They could understand you. They got the stuff you got.
I don't need you to compare me to you.
They can compare you to others.
The soak in the man.
This is a personal choice?
Yes, personal choice.
Interesting.
I definitely only wanted a male obstetrician to deliver my babies. Because anytime I've heard of women being shamed about how much weight they've gained during their pregnancy, they always have women doctors.
Interesting.
Every woman I have known that has been like, yeah, my doctor said I've put on too much weight.
Was that the main reason?
No, I became comfortable with just having a male. My first OBGYN, which I didn't have until the day I had sex the first time. I was like, I'm probably pregnant.
Get it out.
It was a dude. And I was like, actually.
Do you think if it was a woman the first time, you would have felt differently? Do you think just because that's what you have first, you just went down that path?
Maybe. But then, like, for me, I was just like, you know what? Actually, I think this is my preference. They don't have a point of reference in their own body. Mm-hmm. So there's not much you can tell me about what I saying I'm feeling. Like, you can't correct what I'm saying that I'm feeling. Do you get what I mean?
With your own reference.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
So wait, but you never had a woman. How did you become so firm?
I've had women fill in for my doctor at times.
And, but your main
have always been men.
Did you see that male LBGYN who was going viral? I can't remember what he did, but I can't remember. He was going viral a couple weeks ago. That's very interesting. Yeah. All right, I wanted to talk about this last week. The Hollywood Reporter put a video out that said, meet your new A-list. And it was TikTokers, Instagram stars. And it caused quite the hullabaloo online. Makeup Shayla was on there. Rhett and Link. Desi Perkins was on there.
Oh, yeah. I was looking on there.
And people.
Drewski.
Was Drewski on there?
You talking about the Hollywood Reporter thing?
Yeah. I didn't see him on there.
He's not in the cover. I went to the article.
Yeah. Drewski was in there. Delaney Rowe, she's a very funny white TikToker. She just be doing very funny white stuff. There's a couple of black people that I wasn't familiar with.
Makeup by Shayla was on there?
Makeup Shayla's on the cover.
Oh, I see. Because I cannot zoom in on the thing. No,
Makeup Shayla's in there. And people were like, they ain't real. And this ain't even like as an influencer myself. Fame is relative. Uh-huh. And influencers command audience that is on par, and I would say even more like strong than traditional celebrities.
Right, because we are our own engine.
1,000%. There's people, and listen, I make this joke about this picture of Will Smith all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, because like me and you and Joshy, we grew up. Mm-hmm. Will Smith was famous for the majority of my life. Fresh Prince was on, I want to say 89 or 90 mm-hmm. or 91, early 90s.
Fresh Prince?
Yeah, it was like 90?
Yeah, I think around there.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because I think it ended in 96 or 97. Anyway, I make the joke like meeting Will Smith. Obviously, I watched Fresh Prince and all the movies and all that type of stuff. So once I met him, I was like, oh my God, this is great. I've looked up to you for a long time, been a fan.
Yeah.
I meet people who are like, Kev, can I get a picture with you? You're like meeting my Will Smith. And I'd be like, that's not real.
Stop it.
I'd be saying that.
But you'd be surprised though.
I'd be like, Will Smith was in 10 $100 million movies in a row. They'd be like, I don't care.
They're like, I don't know him. They know you.
And that's what people say.
That's what it is.
And I think we think that because you're on, and also, and this is my own opinion, I'm actually very curious what you think. I think because of the explosion of content streaming and places to receive content, mm-hmm. there's a diluted version of fame versus the 90s. When the gatekeepers were there and it was just Fox, NBC, ABC, you know, there's like X amount of channels. Now we have all those channels plus streaming, pluses. I feel like you could be on the most popular show. They were talking about Power not being invited to award shows. And one of the actors, the white dude on Power, was saying that Power gets 10 million viewers an episode and Succession gets half of that and wins all the awards. But you could be the star of Succession, which is Emmy Award thing, and a good amount of people can have no idea who you are, never seen you. The Bear is a very successful show. Lots of people have never seen an episode. But I feel like when
it's a lot of content.
Shrinking, like there's so many hit shows. Mm-hmm. I feel like actors are not as famous as like when you were the star of Friends in the 90s. I feel like whether you watch Friends or not, everybody knew you were on Friends. Everybody knew that Jennifer Aniston and Matthew Shepard and, you know, Courtney and Phoebe. Lisa Kudrow. Seinfeld, Martin, even the black shows too, Living Single.
Like you said, there was less shows, so there was less superstars. There was less actors for us to know names of because there was only a few options. Now you can choose from 200 things to watch once you go home.
Yes, and everything is a show, but it'd be like two or three seasons. But these influencers, they be talking to their audience. You can grow up with them for years.
There are people who have been following me like legit. They're like, I've been watching you since the Mom's View. That was back.
That's before I even knew you, before the merge.
Yes. That's, I'm talking.
How many
about.
Kids did you have then? Just Marcus?
Yeah. Yep. Just Marcus. And he was very, very, very.
Listen,
very
I look young. At the twins and be like, y'all is nine?
They're nine playing football.
Amar didn't exist when I met you.
Surely did not.
He's in school.
In school.
He's a house for Halloween.
Angel, I thought you were being funny.
No.
When you were saying Amar's going to be a house. When you put that picture up and that baby had a house on, I said, I don't know why I thought it could be anything else.
Looking angry. He said, I can see my feet. And then I said, will you please smile for the picture? He said, I'm too bored to smile. I said, what does that even mean? He was like, I'm
is the boy's
bored.
Name not Matthew Shepard? What's the Matthew from the Friends?
Now look at you. Look at you.
Well, that ain't Hillary Rodman Clinton.
Look at you, Matthew Shepard.
Matthew McConaughey.
No, it's not Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry?
Is it Perry?
Matthew Perry.
Oh, because I was also thinking Luke Perry. But yeah,
yeah, y'all know. No, it ain't the same as Hillary Rodman.
Yes, it is.
Angel.
Matthew Shepard. Who is Matthew Shepard?
That's another actor. Please be. He's an actor from
What's that one episode, Kev?
He ain't an actor. He's that boy.
Exactly.
He got killed.
You thinking of Kiki Shepard? I was thinking of Dennis Rodman. So shut your old black ass up. We both confused. We both dumb over here.
Patreon, Matthew Shepard, Matthew Rodman Shepard.
I heard you say it, and I was just like, we'll just be hearing it because I can't really prove that it's wrong right now. That's right.
Yeah, but anyway, I was saying like. I think it's funny to be like, who are these people? Who is anybody? And the funny thing is, we'll know people like Kim Coles. Now that I know.
Mm-hmm.
All them comms from Comic View. I don't know why I'm doing that.
What is going on? But back to have
Matt
someone.
LeBlanc, two Matts, and I picked a different last name. I went right between them and said, let me throw a different name in
and
there.
And at least I just... put a
you
letter.
Transposed some letters and I made just, up a whole name.
I just took an H out and put an M in. That's yeah. all I did. You said, let me go over here.
But these are white
else.
Males of a show I didn't participate in.
But then you should have stopped. You could have just said Friends.
But
everybody
I wanted
knows.
The point to know that I knew them Matthew.
Shit. Well, I know Hillary, Dennis Rodman Clinton. I do think it's very weird. It's weird for people to be like, oh my God, I'm fangirling out, Angel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? I am so regular. I go boo-boo. I wipe myself. I come
never
back, wash my hands. I just feel like I feel like I'm just so regular, degular, smegula.
That's what I feel like, too.
Like, I feel like these superstars know they're superstars because they're treated like superstars.
Yes.
Everywhere. Will Smith has been treated like a superstar for
30 years.
Yeah.
Probably longer because I'm only talking about his acting career.
Correct.
He was a rapper with the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm. And me and Kevin, only in certain places are we treated like.
Yes, at my shows. And listen, I think what helps me, and I'm grateful for this, what helps me maintain this either feeling or delusion is living in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And not, there's where I live, it's a highly Hispanic population, Hispanic and white people. So I don't bump into a lot of Kev on Stage fans, and I don't really go nowhere. Mm-hmm. Okay, I order my food in. Mm-hmm. I might go.
We get the Spectrum commercials though.
I get the Spectrum commercials, but when I'm in the South, if I go to Publix, when I go to visit Monique, we go visit Monique, and I go down to Publix get myself some chicken or a sub, then people will recognize me. Now, if that was my everyday occurrence, I might feel differently.
Yeah,
but can because I just take my kids to school, I don't do that no more. They've grown up.
You're so mad.
Take my kids to school and stuff and come here, go to the gym. Like, I don't be like, oh, Kev. It just be like at the Ball Brothers show or when I'm on the road.
I saw Kelly Rowland at a farmer's market by herself getting stuff for her kids. And I'm like, that, I saw Lupita Nyong'o at the same farmer's market.
I saw by Omar herself. Epps yesterday. Coming out of a Best Buy, by my house, with a TV mount. Like, he finna go home and mount a TV. I said, oh, my.
So when I see those big type of people walking around regular life, I'm like, yeah, I'm regular, degular, smegula.
Vivica Fox was at our grocery store. I've seen her at this grocery store three times buying frozen peas and bread and milk.
And bread and
milk. Not even celebrity stuff. She ain't got high quality stuff, meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Stuff that regular people was eating and needing. Mm-hmm. Vivica said,
The fact that Tab still be going out and doing regular, ridiculous stuff out here just really lets you know.
Yeah.
Please be regular folk.
Listen.
But she can't go nowhere in the South.
No.
Do nothing. You go sit down. You go sit down in the car.
But them stars, man, like if you think about, I've used this example a million times, I'm going to use it more. If you're a fan of Denzel Washington, if you watch every movie you've seen of Denzel, what's the last movie he released? Is it Equalizer 3?
Yeah, Equalizer 2018.
Equalizer 3, when was that?
Yeah. I'm going to equalize this situation.
Yeah. His age showed on that gracefully, but his age showed.
He was old. I was
like, he's about to be in Gladiator.
I know. The Gladiator is my next point.
The New York accent.
Okay, what the hell, man?
Release date was 2023, October. Mm-hmm. I mean, August 28th. His next movie is coming out in a couple of weeks or months. Gladiator 2.
I'm going to be front row in that movie.
Absolutely. Though. So apparently the reason he can use that accent is because he's not Roman. That's why he has to wear
the first New Yorker is what he was saying.
I love that.
He came from America.
I love it.
But he said he wore the dress in there. He said, I wore the dress.
He said his war cries.
He wore the dress.
He said he wore a dress. He said, I did the whole thing. But my point is, if you watch every Denzel interview leading up to Equalizer 3, you might have, all told, 2 hours of content. Plus the movie, 4 hours. And you watch, same thing for Gladiator. Say Gladiator does 4 hours of interviews and red carpet clips all told. Plus the movie, it might be 6 hours. That might be total for the last two movies, 10 to 14 hours. If you are a super fan of Denzel, you've watched 14 hours in the last 2 years. If you are a super fan of Kevin on Stage or Angel, or if you just like this podcast and you are on the Patreon, you might watch 3 hours of us a week.
A week.
Just of this podcast. Now, you multiply that up through the year, you feel like you know me. And my audience knows I got plantar fasciitis. Do you know any of Denzel's ailments? You know that back left heel getting hot.
Listen, when that opera singer came out after we saw Madam Butterfly, it was like, me and Lil Marcus went to see Madam Butterfly.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, he made him know that he recognized me. And then they were like, and this is Angel's son. He said, Little Marcus.
I bet you was like, I ran into Ava DuVernay.
Now, I know she recognized you.
She did.
I know she recognized you.
Hugged her, dapping it up. Ava did the blackest thing with me for a good 7 minutes. What's the video you did that made me laugh? Something with babies.
I love it.
What's the video, Kev? I said, I don't, babies. What's the last one you did that made me laugh? The same thing that happens to me with black women all across America.
Yeah, then tell her.
Miss Ava hands me her phone. Put your name in there. I put it in there, already following. Now show me which one it is. I scroll down. She said, oh, you got a lot of videos.
Right.
I said, we stood here. Melissa can tell you, she ain't here yet, for 8 minutes.
Talking.
About this video that I, why can't you tell me what you made me laugh, Kev?
You should have put it on TikTok and put Kev on stage, baby.
I couldn't figure it out. I said, got to do babies? I don't know if it's got babies or not. It got something to do with babies. You can't, you was in the house and you said, babies, what, you know what?
Why couldn't you tell her what the video was, Kevin?
And I'm sitting here thinking, you did 13. You did Selma.
You did Cast of Origins.
Origins. You work with Anjanou Ellis. Who's the GOAT? I love her. When I found out Anjanou knew me, I said, Anjanou, how'd you know? She said, I watch your stuff all the time. I said, girl, you was in Ray.
I probably would have cried right there.
Man, and it'd be like messing me up. When they see us, she did that too. I asked for my picture. I'd ask for a picture with Ava though, but. I asked for my picture, and I don't think I'll ever get used to it.
Oh, you will.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I have to.
By the time you're 55, you're going to be like, yeah.
I'm going to have that plan by 55.
Really?
I'm going to have that plan by 55, for sure. I'm going to be calling y'all. This one, hey, This is my goal.
Yep, I'm already on the way, man. Where are we going?
We going over to London. Y'all want to come?
For dinner?
Meet me at the Tarmac.
You can call us for London, but you couldn't call me to tell me I was missing the show.
No, I told you about the show.
Yeah, no, you can't. You walked yourself into that one, though.
I told her, though.
You walked yourself right into that one.
I told you more than once, Angel.
Where is that old black woman?
I said, because I know you didn't have a chance to go.
I wanted to go!
I made sure to tell you. I know I did. Now,
no,
I didn't.
You told me here, but when I
didn't remind
up,
you on the day.
You know, like if we were on tour, you would be like, "Where you at? The bus getting ready to leave." That's all you need to say. Angel, the bus is leaving.
Listen, you raising children now. I don't want to bother you.
I really don't know how I had it. I had it in my head. I was like, in November, I'm going to go see.
I know it. Brother. I know you, and you be pulling up.
I would have.
One thing you do is pull up. You sit in that left corner, and you and Marcus, y'all have been there.
And then I would have hit it. I've been like, good job, fellas. Y'all got something strong here. Can't wait to see it on tour.
You would have said that exact thing.
I know it.
Especially if you saw that one. Did you make the link, Josh? Is that what you're doing?
For
the string out?
They said come to Nate's.
I was starting to work on it.
Okay.
But I didn't, because you said you didn't need that yet.
Oh, that's why. I just thought you were
going to
work.
Because I could finish it.
No. Huh?
Where y'all going to Tacoma?
We're going to Tacoma because we're not doing it home.
November.
November 22nd. Angel Dome. No.
We have two nights. Andrew, you should come to one.
You should not.
No. You should come to one of them.
I got miles that I used.
No.
Tacoma quick, ain't it?
It is.
Yeah, 2.5.
2.5, and then I can fly back.
I'll send you our flight. Why don't you want to come to Tacoma?
You don't need to fly to see the Bald Brothers.
You do now. What do you mean?
I could have drove, but I forgot.
All right, cut it off, and I'll tell y'all what Duran said. Patreon.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Fire. Here's another thing of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.